Let's begin with a prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to come before you, Lord. Teach us about love, Lord. There's so much we don't know, Lord, and so much that needs to be done, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your love, first of all, move in us, Lord, in order for us to be love other people, Lord. And we pray, Lord, this love is not by our words, Lord, but by our actions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, before I overpromise you today about stick with me, now remember I have to go up to the podium, okay? So at 3 o'clock, stick with either Peter or Jeffrey, okay? Because I cannot come down from the podium, okay? Okay, so today I'm going to talk about three loves, okay? Here are some quotes on love. Someone once said, can we have the PowerPoint up? Love is like a rumor. Everyone talks about it, but no one truly knows. Okay, another one said, oh, Mark Twain, the more I learn about people, the more I love my dog. And my favorite person, Charlie Brown, I love mankind. It's people I can't stand. Okay, and this one, love is telling someone to go to hell, but worrying about them getting safely there. Okay, love people, use things. The opposite never works. So don't love things and use people, okay? This is mine. Love people better, not love better people, okay? And me, okay. Another quote, angry people want to see how powerful they are, want you to see how powerful they are, but loving people want you to see how powerful you are. Okay. Last one, love people, but as always, put your trust completely in God. That means don't expect people to love you back, okay? Because we are always expecting people to do that to us, okay? Now, who's the most loving apostle of Jesus? John, hands down, right? Okay. John was loving enough to take care of Jesus' mom when he was crucified. Unless, like in chapter 1, this is in, I'm doing first John, okay, in five chapters. In First John chapter 1, he used the word fellowship more than any other person in the Bible, okay? And he talks because of his relationship with Jesus, because he's known as the what? The one Jesus loved. So he has that exclusive love relationship with Jesus, okay, that makes everybody, envy him, okay? But now he's saying another word based on his special status, okay? We call him, what? The apostle of love, right? And in John chapter 2, he talks a lot about love, okay? And he say love in such a different way. He say, my dear children, okay? This is his stamp throughout in chapter 2. And he always say, I write to you. Nine times in the Bible, in this one. So, but the more important thing is that he talks about love, okay, three times in this chapter, okay? Now, love is in verse 5, verse 10, and verse 15, okay? But what is love? Okay. And how do you know if somebody loves you, okay? Why is love considered in the Bible the greatest, okay? Greater than your faith, greater than your hope, okay? So today I'm going to share with you in 1 John chapter 2 about the three loves, okay? And what does it mean for us practically, okay? So let's just talk about the part about love. One means to love. Love means to obey God's word, okay? Love means to obey God's word. Let's read from verses 1 through 6. Verse 1 through 6. 1, 2, 3. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, the love of God is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. There's a story about this businessman from Boston, USA. He was known for his ruthlessness when conducting deals with other people. And once he told the same writer, Mark Twain, he said to him, "Before I die, Mark Twain, I mean to go make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I will climb up to Mount Sinai," I've been there before, "and read the Ten Commandments aloud at the top." And Mark Twain looked at him with disrespect and said, "I have a better idea. You could stay in Boston and keep the Ten Commandments." Okay? It's not about you keeping the Ten Commandments and doing these outward things. Okay? If you were to really love God, in verse 1 to 6, you keep his commandments. You will obey God's word. Okay? Do you like Fiddler on the Roof, the musical? How many of you have seen Fiddler on the Roof? Too young? Okay. Fiddler on the Roof, you know, the husband said to the husband asked the wife, "Do you love me?" So the wife said, "I do so many things for you." In the end, they said, "Oh, that's love." Okay, that's what it is. Okay, so love means what? Action, right? Love is in your attitude, in your action. Okay, the first love in this verse 1 to 6 is love for God. Now, the purpose in verse 1 of him writing this is tell them that not to sin. Okay, not to sin. But how do you do it? Okay, it's not to say we cannot sin. But in love for God, you do not want to sin. Okay, you want to keep yourself holy for the Lord. Okay, and because of our love for the Father and our life with our Father and him looking out for us, prevent us from sinning in verse 1. Prevent us to be drawn into sin and prevent us to be defeated by sin and to be dead in our hearts because of sin. Okay, and God has given us the most precious gift to fight sin. Okay, so that you understand. And what is this precious gift? And he talks about, first of all, he advocates for us. Okay, he talks about he advocating for us. And not only that, okay, he has atonement for us. Now, this is what Jesus Christ did for us. He advocated for us, and he died on the cross for us. But more important than what he has done in the past is what you do in the present. Okay, what are you to do in the present? Which is to keep his commands. Okay, it's not only about his advocacy for you, it's not only about his atonement for you, but more important in the present, his authorship, which is his writings. You are to keep his commands, okay, and it is in the present, not the past. Jesus Christ already died for you, he's advocating for you, but more important is not what he did, he is faithful, but are you faithful to his word? Do you love him? Okay, and there's more talk about commands. Okay, in the book of John, than any New Testament book. Okay, what do you mean by keep his commands? Keep his commands means confession of his word. Not only profession. Okay, not only say it, but confess it with your life to be conformed in your life to more and more like Jesus Christ, and to be converted. Not only by baptism and all these outside things, but be converted and circumcised in your heart. Okay. Now, keep his commandments. Now, can you give us the next PowerPoint? Okay, the chart. Okay. Now, keep his commands. There are three contrasts. Okay, keep his commands is contrasted to knowing. The word knowing occurs like 9 times. You know so much. But more important than knowing, you gotta keep his commands. Okay? And keep his commands is also contrasted with hearing. A lot of people hear, but they do not heed. Okay? Or your spouse say to you, selective, but listening. Okay? You only hear what you wanna hear. Okay? A lot of people hear, but they don't heed God's word. Okay, and this is from Luke chapter 6, 49. It says, "But he who hears and does not do is like a man who built his house upon the earth, but without a foundation. So you hear so many things, but you don't do it. So your house is just shallow. It doesn't have foundation. Okay? So that's why believers keep on sinning, because they come, they read the Bible, they listen to sermons, and they have so many information about the Bible. But you're informed, but is your heart conformed to Jesus Christ? Okay? And also keep his commandments, contrast with professing, professor, okay? Just say, but you don't practice, okay? And this is from Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. So you can profess for all you want, but the Lord wants to see you practice. That's why we say we are practicing believers, right? We are practicing Christians. We are not professing, okay? Not like a professor who just talk, and we don't know him, right? So God's command. Now, why is that important? Because keeping God's commandment is the practical side of Christianity, okay? So our Christianity is not philosophical. It's very practical, okay? What is love? And all those philosophers will give you a lot of stuff, but they don't practice it. It's not poetry, okay? It's practical, okay? You wax poetry for all your life about how beautiful love is, okay? If your boyfriend or girlfriend say how much they love you, you know, but go dating another person, you know? So that's not love, you know? Practically, what do you bring on the table, right? Keep his commandments. I like keep. Keep is not like we say keep and don't use it, right? Perhaps the Jap keeps a lot of things but don't use, including new clothes, you would believe. I buy, but say that. Cannot find in my heart to use it, so I keep it forever, okay? But keep here means sometimes it's translated as observe, okay? Sometimes it's translated as watch, like not just watch, okay? That means be watchful, okay? And sometimes it's translated as preserve. That means you really want to do it, not preserve it like old lyrics and don't do it, okay? That's what it means. Keep means to be extended, to be enduring, and to be everlasting in your commitment, and not something that's expiring. Some of you already elapsed, or maybe empty promises. Okay, that's what it means, keep your commandments. So the first thing about love is obedience to God's word. You ask me, oh, how do I love God? I ask you, do you obey God's word? Okay, when it comes to your heart, your body, your mind, and soul, does it belong to God? Okay, that is the evidence of loving God. Okay, so you don't have to talk to me about big things, what you do for God. Okay, just tell me about how you keep God's word. Okay, the second one, talk about love, is love among one another. Just now, the talks about love for God, right? How do you love for God? You keep his commandments. And the second one is about love between one another. Okay, let's read. This is going to be long, but I'm going to read. Okay, we're going to read 7 to 11. Okay. Oh, maybe we already read to 11, right? Let's do 12 to 14. Verses 12 to 14. We already read. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I'm writing to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I'm writing to you, fathers, because you know him from the beginning. I'm writing to you, young men, because you have become evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. Okay, let's read verse 8. Cannot pass 8 to 10. Let's read 8 to 10. 1, 2, 3. Yet I am writing to you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves your brother and sister lives in the light. There's nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them. Now, you see the two words contrasted and repeated a lot, okay? What are those words? Light and darkness. Now, last year at the supermarket, I found there was an offer I could not resist. I had to buy lots of toothpaste to redeem that offer. Okay? Every two tubes of toothpaste will get you a Star Wars bowl. Okay? Irresistible, okay? So I got four tubes of toothpaste because there's one black and there's one white bowl, okay? Now, what the white bowl, what figure in Star Wars do you think it represents? There, the stormtrooper. And the black one? Darth Vader, okay? Now, you know one of Pastor Yap's things is that, just like I told you, I buy things and I don't what? I don't use them. So I asked a coworker, okay? I snapped a picture of them, but now I lost the picture. I said, do you want one of these bowls? It's too good for me to use, okay? And because this coworker likes to use in conversation, say, warn against us going to the dark side. So I asked, do you want this bowl? He said, yes. Okay, choose one. Okay. He said, I'll choose the white one. Okay. Peter knows the coworker. Okay. So he took the white one. And I had a Putonghua fellowship, okay, a young people's fellowship at my home. They come to dinner, about 8 or 9 people. And a Putonghua sister was at my place, and she noticed my other bowl. So she asked if she could have the bowl. I didn't even ask if she could have the bowl because she was a big Star Wars fan. Would you give the bowl away? Yeah, give the bowl away to bless other people. But for this sermon, I want a picture which I lost of the two bowls. So I asked her to take a picture of the bowl for me so I can show you guys what the bowl is about. I texted her, so-and-so, can you take a picture of the Star Wars bowl I gave you? I just want the words on the bowl. The words are very, very special. And she replied, I'm sorry, Pastor. I accidentally broke the coffee mug. And then he gave me two other pictures on the internet. He said, these two pictures were the closest I can find online. He said, I don't know, I can't remember those words, but I'm sure it did say, join us or die. I said, it's okay. Actually, the bowl said, come to the dark side. Come to the dark side. And she answered, oh, maybe that's why I had the accident. And she bare her emoji teeth all in white. So, this passage talks a lot about darkness and light, okay? Now, talk about the bad ones first. Darkness. What does it mean about darkness in the Bible, okay? Darkness refers to sin, okay? Darkness refers to evil, and darkness refers to wickedness. It's not about the color, okay? It's about the character. Now, what does sin do to us? Sin enslaves us to Satan, right? You call it an addiction, you will know. It estranges us from God, separation. And sin encroaches into our daily living, right? In your personal life, in a public life, in our work, with friends and family. It smears your attitudes and your actions, right? That's what sin is. What is the result of sin? That's why I use a lot of darkness. In this darkness, there's death, there's damnation, there's disorder, there's deprivation, and there's despair. If you join the darkness, you will experience all this, okay? And the person, do you guys like Star Wars? I love Phantom Menace, okay? That's when Darth Vader was very, very young and drive the car. Loved that little boy, but then he became Darth Vader. Why? Because he went to the dark side. And the person will be consumed, controlled, and corrupted by sin. Okay? And what is light? Okay? Light, on the other hand, is about honoring God in your life. It's about helping others, okay? Not hurting others. It's about humbling yourself and not hyping yourself up. Okay, that's what light is. To walk in the light means to be given yourself to God. Okay? Why light? Because without light, what happens? There's no being, there's no living, and most of all, there's no what? Seeing. Okay? That's what happens without light. Without light, all your things are love, like sunlight on Mondays and Thursdays. Why? Because those are the days I have to wash my clothes. Okay? So without light, what happens? Everything is moist, everything will be murky, and your life will be miserable, right? The world will be all drab, dreary, and depressing without light. And here it talks the next PowerPoint. Ooh, comes out like this. Okay. Verses 9, 10, and 11. Walk in the light and walk in the darkness. Okay, so they show these three words. Show just now the PowerPoint. Okay. Just now the PowerPoint. Okay. So talk about darkness in verse 9. Okay, what does darkness mean? It's damp, depressed, and dying, right? Let's read verse 9. 1, 2, 3. And 1, like, hates a brother, is still in the darkness. Okay, now verse 10. Anyone who loves your brother and sister lives in the light. There's nothing in them to make them stumble. Okay, stumble means what? Disgrace, disrepute, and disqualification. Okay, and verse 11, anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness, what they do, has blinded them. What does it mean, blinded? To be disabled, not dysfunction, and to be deactivated in our lives. Okay, so and the Bible tells us not to continue to walk in the light. Okay, not to give way to darkness. Okay, not to give a place to darkness. What are some of the sins in our lives that we must get rid of? Okay, what are some of the sins in our lives we must get rid of? Okay, I think of five. Okay, pride, right? Pride, what else? Lying. L is for lie, place, P-L-A-C-E. L is for lying, okay? Pride, lying, okay? Anger, okay? Anger. C is for covetousness, which is greed before. And finally, envy. Don't give place to this five, okay? Pride, God opposes, right? And what else? Lying, deception, okay? Sometimes I don't like to use the lying because lying is with the lips, but deception is with everything else. Okay. Anger. Hong Kong has lots of anger. People are very angry. Huh? Very, very angry. Take away the anger. Let the love of God be in you. Okay. See, covetousness, which is the Old Testament, do not covet anything. Wife, possessions, or anything like that. Which is greed. Envy, what's envy? Envy is more than jealousy. Jealousy is, jealousy is looking at people at the with a strange eye. But envy is more than that. You want to possess what other people have that you do not have. See? So John talks about love for God. How is love for God complete? When you keep his commandments. And then he talks about loving one another. Okay, in our relationship with people, do not be taken over by darkness, but to walk in the light always. Okay, and how do you walk in the light? Love your brother and sister. Don't hate them. Okay, no matter what you do, don't give in to the dark side, or you get a broken bowl. Okay, and finally, what's the third love? Okay, let's read verses 15 to, this is a long one. Let's see. What did we read up to just now? 11? Okay, let's read let's read the whole thing. We cannot miss this, okay? Okay, patiently read. 1, 2, 3. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. But you, do you have verse 20? Okay. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the Father? Denies that Jesus Christ is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. But as for you, see that what you have heard from beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promises, eternal life. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be comforted and ashamed. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. Okay, the last love is what? Love not the world. Go back to verse 15. Okay, love not the world. And this is in the red color. Do you remember what I told you about red? What's that kind of verb? It's a command. Okay. It's a Greek, it's already written in the command form, okay? Or we call it an imperative. Now, this story about a guy, a man in the East, where they did not require as much clothing in colder times. So he gave up all worldly concerns. He wanted to be alone with God, okay? And he retired to a wood, that means to the country. And because he was alone, he wanted to build a hut and live on the hut by himself. And since I told you his only clothing was a piece of cloth he wore around his waist every day. But as you are in the country, as the bad luck has it, rats were plenty in the woods. So what do you have to do in order to chase the cats away? Rats away. He had to buy a what? He had to buy a cat. Okay. This is when his troubles came. So now that you have a cat, what do you have to do to keep a cat? You have to buy what? Huh? Not dog. To keep the cat, you have to buy milk, okay, for the cat. Now, because you have to buy milk for the cat, what do you have to keep at home? A cow, okay? So you have to keep a cow. But because the cow is very messy, what do you require to do? You have to have a cow, boy, to take care of the cow, right? You want to keep the cow for. But, and because you have to keep the boy, okay, to do all this cleaning work, they give him lodging, right? So you have to, build a house for him. Now, in order to keep the house clean, what do you need? No. You need a maid. So I had to invite a maid, okay? And now the maid was very lonely. So what do you have to do? You invite friends and relatives, right? To keep the maid company. And what happened to the man's dream of being alone in the world? Vanished. Soon they built a town. And everybody lived around the community. So one day, his friends came to visit him. And was surprised, there was a community. After this man said he would stay alone. And the man explained to them, he said, you know what? The further I go away from the world and its cares, the more they multiply. The further you go away from the world and all its cares and worries, the more the cares and worries multiply. Okay? So, is it easy to love, do not love the world? Hard, huh? Not to love the world, okay? So the John, up to now, in chapter 2, he hasn't used a command before, but he will throw his first command. And his first command is what? Do not love the world. Love the world does not mean do not associate with the world, okay? But as you know, not to, what? Attach yourself to the world, okay? Not to latch on, cling on to the things of the world. Do you do that? Do you possess things or things possess you? The answer is both, right? Somewhere here, okay? So, got to be very careful, okay? What is in the world? Okay? It talks about what are things in the world? The lust of the flesh, right? What else? The lust of the eyes, and what's that? The pride of life, okay? The lust of the flesh refers to cravings, okay? Cravings, some body, some physical, sexual, all these things. The lust of the eyes too, right? Lust of the eyes, covetousness, greed, possessions, power, right? All this prestige, all these things that attract our eyes. And what is the pride of life? Pride of life is conceit, okay? Or we say, used to be conceit, now we say it's pride. Okay? Why? In verse 17, there's a why. The world and its desires pass away. Whoever does the word of God lives forever. All that you have, okay, your clothing, okay, your cars, your cash, okay, all these things will pass away because we are just journeymen on this earth. We are just tourists. All these things will pass away, right? You have wonderful bling, okay? You have all these things in your life. But you know how do you know it passes away? When you're weak and sick, you don't want anything. You just want a cup of water in your mouth, okay? Something you can chew on. That will be enough for you, right? Because all these things passes away. But whoever loves God, okay? Well, that's the will of God, abides forever, okay? Because our life is temporary. We are here doing exercises, getting ready, okay, to meet God. But God bless us many years on earth. Okay? You're here, you do the will of God, but so you can enjoy, but remember, we are just, it's not boarding time. We're still in the terminal walking around, okay? So you wait for that day when you board. Now, the world is very, very interesting word here, okay? The world, what does the world refer to? The world talks about including the people, right? The places of this world. But it also includes what? The peril, it's dangerous. Don't pursue after it. Don't partner with it, okay? God gives you the world so that you glorify Him. You can sanctify Him. You can exemplify, be an example for other people. But don't love the world, okay? Don't latch onto them. Okay? Sometimes they say you can bring the person out of a slum, but you cannot bring the slum out of the person. Okay? Because it grabs onto you so much, you cannot let go of anything in the world. Do you do that? I think we are a lot tempted, right? But the Bible tells us command, don't love the world. Because when you love the world and it possesses you, the love of the Father is no longer in you. Okay. Now, what is in the world? Verse 9, he will continue to talk about why not love the world. First of all, verse 19, the Antichrist is in the world, right? And secondly, what does the Antichrist do? Okay. Verse 22 and 23, there's one verb that repeats. What's the verb? Deny, right? He will deny your relationship with the Lord. He will deny you belong to the Father. He wants to take you away from God. That is what the Antichrist does. Okay. Now, what are we to do? Okay, this is our part. The world has what? The Antichrist, Christ, and this world, there's also the evil one. Okay, but we, there's one verb that appears 10 times as much from verses in this chapter. See if you guys can spot it. There's one verb that appears 10 times. You don't see it, but it's there 10 times. What's that verb? Remain. Okay. What's the only way? What's the only way for us not to love the world? Remain. Okay? The remain. What to remain? Can you see the next PowerPoint at the end? Where are we to remain? 10 times. Okay? Now, verse 10, we're going to remain what? In the light. Okay? Around you, remain in the light. And what else are we to remain? Verse 6 and verse 14. We got to remain in the word, which is to keep his commands, right? In the light, in the word, what else? Whoever abides, remain, who does the will of God, remains forever. This is the other word, remain, okay? And verse 19, what? Remain in fellowship. Verse 24, remain in the Son and Father. Verse 27 and verse 20, remain in the Spirit. So what are we to do? Well, how are we supposed to oppose the devil? What's the key word? Remain. Or the old, or the King James Version is abide. Okay? Abide is the same word as abode, right? Your dwelling. That's what it means, remain. To be planted. To stand strong. Not to be blown away by the world. So that's what it means, okay? So we are, why? Because in verse 28, the outcome. Can you go back to verse 28? I often teach you about imperatives, right? Yeah, the red is the imperatives, right? But now I give you advanced Greek level, which is what we call a subjunctive, okay? Hina subjunctive. Now, this is the word hina. You see that word? Okay. Whenever you see that hina, it's always translated in English as in order that. Okay? What's it translated as? In order that. Okay? Why do we remain in him? Continue, that's the same word. You see the two commands? Remain, continue, the same word. So that in order, the greater purpose. Why? The two verbs tell us why. One is that we may be what? Confident. And secondly, so that we will be unashamed when it comes. Okay? So that we will be confident. When you walk with the Lord, when you remain in the Lord, okay? You whenever you deal with people, you're confident, right? You're confident in who you are as a child of God. And then when you see the Lord, you won't feel ashamed. Feeling ashamed is an instinct. When you appear before the Lord, you want to hide. Okay? So we don't hide because we have things too that are unspeakable. Okay? So we remain in him so that we can live, hold our head high. So can we be with the Lord and not let Satan do his dirty work in us. Okay, let's pray. Dear brothers and sisters, as we spend this time, we just meditate on God's word. Do you love the world? Has the world taken over you? Have you latched on to the things of the world, refused to let them go? Pray to the Lord about what are the things in your life. Is the car? Is it the cash? Is it all these things that possess you? Ask the Lord to give you strength, Lord, to not love all the things in the world. Second question, is the love of the Father in you? If the love of the Father in you, do you love other people? Do you give your time to take them out of darkness and show them the light? It's the love of the Father in you. Ask the Lord, continue to shine His light on you, to continue to remain in Him. Remain in the light, remain in the Word, remain in the Son and the Father, remain in Spirit. To continue to ask the Lord to remain in fellowship, to remain in the will of God. Ask the Lord to all do all things for you. The love of God is complete. Nothing is missing if you continue to love the Father. And finally, ask yourself, do you love other people? There are a lot of people we don't like, but we continue to pray, not with our love. We do not have the love. Only God has the love. Ask the Lord to show you the love, true love, what it means. Ask the Lord to show you what does it mean to have the greatest is love. Lord, we come before you. Lord, we see how much we're missing, Lord, because we don't know what is love. Because first of all, we don't know your love is perfect, complete in us, Lord. Lord, we don't know about how to love people. Because of that, we walk in darkness. Show us the light, Lord. And Lord, help us not to love the world. Help us, Lord, to have the strength and will to say no. Say no to the world, say no to sin, and say yes to the Savior. In Jesus' name pray. Amen.